Welcome to That's Debatable, where we tackle the hottest topics in urban culture. My name is Stanza Yvette, and I'm going to be your moderator and co-host for today's debate. On this side of the podium...
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to get to it with these guys. Let's go.
And on the opposing side of the podium, we have our first guest debater, Jay Hill.
What's up, y'all? It's Mr. Jay Hill, host of the Jay Hill Podcast, and a.k.a. I'm just the real nip.
And our second guest debater is Brian Miller.
Brian Miller, music executive and marketing expert. Why don't I have my own show? Music executive and marketing expert.
You need your own one, bro.
Thank you all for being here today. And to our viewers and our listeners, we want to say thank you for tuning in. And as always, please like, share, and subscribe to our channel, as this will ensure the growth of our show. And if there's a topic that you want to see debated or a person that you would like to see on the podium, please be sure to drop that in the comments below. Now let's debate.
Let's go.
So we're taking a look at two icons who have shaped not just movies, but the culture itself. So the question we have is, who's the better actor, Denzel Washington or Will Smith?
That's easy.
That's easy. Brian,
that's easy.
It's Denzel.
No, we all agree. I don't even know why we're debating it.
It's not a debate. It's absolutely not debatable.
Will Smith is the better actor by far. He's more superior. He has a more versatile record. The way I like to describe it is this. It depends on how you want to look at acting.
Hit me out.
It depends on how you look at acting. I think every time you see a character, when you see Denzel, you see Denzel. Denzel owns the character, right? We can say that. That's what makes him a great actor.
What's superior?
Hold on, let me finish. I just said it. Denzel owns the character. The character owns Will Smith. Will Smith becomes the character. You can't tell me you see when, dog, look at any Denzel movie except Malcolm X. It's the only movie where I actually see Malcolm. It's like, man, I really thought I was looking at Malcolm X. Outside of that, every character Denzel has played has been the same serious, same talk cadence. He doesn't change his talk cadence. By the way, I don't want to do this because I love Denzel, but bro, it's not even close. He's not a blockbuster. Well, that's like, we're not arguing if he's a
Go there.
But he is the bigger actor by numbers. He's the biggest actor of all time by
numbers. Who's the better actor?
Will Smith's the better actor.
No. What? Like, you say he's superior. What does that mean?
Meaning he can play comedy.
That don't even, what's the definition of superior?
I'm going to tell you. He can play comedy. He's more versatile. He's actually played gay. No, seriously. He played gay. I mean, he can literally, okay, if you look at actors challenge themselves and go deep, right? I'm just telling you that.
I guess he did go deep.
What I'm saying is that Denzel plays the same character every movie.
Okay, cool.
Serious? You can act like Denzel. Go ahead. Y'all can go jump in. Go on, Brian.
Here's the thing. You said that Denzel, it's actually the opposite.
Yes.
Will Smith plays Will Smith in every movie. Here's my thing. I'm surprised in Ali, he didn't say, let's go save the world. Because he says that shit in, look, no disrespect to Will Smith. That's number one. Will Smith is amazing. Fresh Prince, amazing. But he plays the same dude. He's a more grown-up Will Smith than every movie he's in. Denzel is a method actor that embodies every character he's playing.
And I'll add to that.
But hold on, before you say that, American Gangster, he was Frank Lucas. Let's keep it funky. He was Malcolm X. Book of Eli. I could go on and on. I remember the Titans. I can go on and on and on. Yes. Is he serious? Absolutely. But you don't see Denzel. You see the.
See Denzel acting.
So that goes to tell you how good he is as an actor. So let's break it down, right? So okay, cool. Even if we talk about who's the better actor, Will Smith got one Oscar, right? Denzel got two, right? Will Smith got two Golden Gloves. Denzel Washington got three, right? But not even on Even if we want to go deeper into that, if we think about it, Will Smith, all of Will Smith's characters was carried by Will Smith because of his big persona, because of who he was. He's a star, so you're right.
He's a movie star.
He's a movie star. Okay. He's a movie star. He got blockbusters and things like that, but that doesn't go to his catalog of like his accolades. You get what I'm trying to say? So yeah, he's a bigger star. I'll give you that. But a better actor? Hell no. Bro, think about Denzel Washington's roles in every movie he played. It's way more complex. Way more. Even if you talk, think about...
It's complex. He's playing the same serious.
Okay, cool. But it's a better role. It's more complex. Even if you want to go down to the movies that flop, well, both of them, Denzel Washington flops is way better than Will Smith.
Listen, the arguing movies, Denzel Washington is an alpha male in every movie he plays in.
Okay,
he's never been weak. Unless he was weak for his family, like an alpha male is.
Okay.
He's never been weak. Like, dog, when Will Smith played the Serena Williams' father, you can't tell me you wasn't looking at Mr. Williams.
What's his best role to you? Will Smith's best role?
To me? Well, I think his best role to me was probably, I'm going to say Enemy of the State. And only reason I'm going to tell you Enemy of the State is because that's when he went from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And blockbuster movie star, like you say, Independence Day came out in 96.
Correct.
That came out in 97. Independence Day was a blockbuster. It don't matter how good you act. It's just about explosions, right. Aliens, everything. Let's get into it. But when he played Enemy of the State, I didn't think I was looking at the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air anymore. I thought I was looking at a real actor. What I'm telling y'all is this. Listen, bro, Denzel is incredible. I can't even argue about that. He's one of my favorite actors of all time. But when you go see a Denzel movie, you know you're seeing a Denzel movie.
Okay. Yes.
Hold on, hear me out. Will Smith has played in, the Shark Tale. He was the lead in a cartoon. Denzel can't
yeah,
do that.
That's cartoon, but that's a voice.
I'm just saying because he is more open to play. Like to me, what is what defines great actors? Great actor to you.
Owning the role. So the fact that you can look at every single movie that Denzel Washington played and you can say, I see Denzel Washington. Of course, nigga, because he owned the role.
Let me ask you a question. Is Tyrese a great actor?
Man, real we ain't talking about Tyrese.
I'm asking this a simple question. Is Tyrese a great actor?
He's pretty good for playing in the
he
fucking
plays Tyrese
no, he plays
every
Tyrese.
Movie.
He plays Tyrese.
Denzel plays Denzel.
No, he doesn't.
He
doesn't.
He played.
Okay, so,
Training Day is the only one that he was still serious.
No, he played Lucas.
Let me get back to why I ask you that question. Why I ask you his best role. Okay. What's Denzel's best role to you?
I don't know. Denzel's best role to me is probably... I'm going to say Training Day.
Let me put it to you like this.
I'm not mad at that.
I'll give you Training Day. But
Will Smith. Okay, let's do this. Ooh, I got it. Let's do this. Let's flip roles. Let's name one role Denzel played that Will can't play, and let's name a role that Will played that
Will
Denzel...
can't play Malcolm X. Will, he can't do
yes, it. Yes, he could play. Well, he played Ali.
Not to save his life, he couldn't do Malcolm X.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Denzel, that's the only movie I say that. I don't think nobody in the world could have played Malcolm X. But Malcolm X was a serious motherfucker.
But I feel you.
Hold on,
but
let me jump in here.
Go ahead.
Let's change the steps. So who do y'all feel changed the landscape more for black actors and comedians?
Black actors and comedians?
Well,
out of those two.
I mean, come on. That's steered in Will Smith's side. Because
I don't think so.
Actors and comedians?
I think when you look at
the hierarchy.
Denzel Washington.
Black actors, you see Sidney Poitier, then Denzel Washington.
Okay, no. That is the prestige black actors.
But that's because
Denzel cried. In Glory, when he was getting whipped, which
and
Will Smith could have done.
You're making my point. You do understand.
Can Will
that,
Smith
right?
have played? Can Denzel have played Will Smith's character in
Pursuit of Happiness? Yes.
One of his greatest movies.
Hold on.
What else?
What about Bad Boy One? What about
that's
Bad Boy?
Not, that's it ain't me. Like that was the to best.
Can
movie?
Denzel run with his shirt off? But, the way run. I'm just telling you, bro. He played. You can't even imagine it, right? Because he's not. Because he acts a certain
way. What was Bad Boys 1 compared to any of Denzel Hits movies? What was it compared to any of them?
It's better than 90% of them.
No way! What's going on? You're saying Bad Boys 1 is better than Training Day. Bad Boys 1 is better than Malcolm X.
Who has
Bad
a better
Boys
catalog?
I'm going to put it to you like this.
Denzel Washington.
Will Smith is Tom Cruise. Denzel is Leonardo.
We ain't even got to do that.
No, he not.
Straight up. We ain't even got to do that.
No, Will Smith is Leonardo DiCaprio. Denzel is Harrison Ford.
No.
Same person. By the way, I only came up with that because Denzel, that's how he built his acting career. He said, I only want roles that they send to Harrison
Ford.
Say
what you just said again. Hold on. Say what you just said again. Give me the comparison again.
Will Smith is Leonardo.
Uh-huh.
Denzel is Harrison Ford. Both prestigious.
All right.
But one just has more, like, Will, like, they, dog, Will has more versatility. He can play more roles. Dog, he is a better actor.
No.
So, I think Gray brings up a great point. What makes the better actor? Is it the versatility? Is it the catalog of the movies? Is it
what
makes the better actor?
So if it's versatility, Denzel is not versatile.
Based on genre. I'm giving versatility based on he is a method actor that says before I step on screen, I got to know who I'm
So playing. Let me ask both of you.
I have to embody.
Can Will can Denzel play Will Smith's character in Wild Wild West?
That wasn't a good movie.
I'm asking. I'm not arguing on a movie.
I'm asking about the worst movies.
I'm not asking about. Are the movies good? I'm asking you about if we're talking about versatility in roles, as B. Miller just said. Let's talk about versatile. Let's name a role that Denzel played that Will can't play, and outside of Malcolm X, which I give you, and let's name a role that Denzel could play outside of the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, because that was Will.
You're a Jay-Z fan. That's like the equivalent of saying, can Jay-Z make a swag surf or some shit that Soulja Boy like he do he want to? No, there's no comparison. What I will say, you know what the best comparison is? I think Denzel Washington in his last era of Beast, right? Denzel Washington is more like Kendrick Lamar and Will Smith is more like Drake. You know how when Kendrick Lamar said I make music to what'd he say? Like electrifying. He said, I make music to electrify.
You make music
to pacify. And that's exactly what the difference is. If you think about it, Will Smith, he carries his movies because of his star power.
I want to tell you something, brother. You can talk all you want. Let's get to the. I want to ask y'all clear questions. Can Denzel play Will's role in.
Y'all
want me to finish? Y'all let me get it out. You want me to get it out? Can he play his role in Men in Black? No.
No, but like, go ahead.
Come on, bro. He would have been Tommy Lee. Because he played. Because by the way, just because you're not if we're saying a better actor is who's more versatile, it is no question as Will. If we're saying a better actor is who has bigger movies, it's no question as Will. Denzel is just he always plays the same role.
So you see Will Smith playing in American Gangster. You see him being Frank Lucas.
Hell yeah, he could have been Frank Lewis.
Definitely.
He could have been Frank Lewis.
Hey, let me ask you.
I'm gonna tell you who
he was. Serious. I'm Legend. I Am Legend character could have been. He was serious.
But even in I Am Legend, like as good as a movie as it was, how complex was the character? Like what was he? Like how?
I think that's
how complex it was.
You're right. You're right. Now you're right.
Brian said that versatility was the most.
You're right. You're right.
Where do you think?
Who's more versatile, Denzel or Will?
I'll give it to Will. But let me ask you.
So we said. So what makes a better actor? So now let's do the check box. We gonna settle an argument. You just said Will. So what is it? So let's. What's the second one you named? You said what did you say? You just
complex,
said complexity of characters. Yeah. Denzel plays more complex characters.
Yes, 100%.
I see Will Smith as sitcom. I see Denzel Washington as theater.
I Am Legend ain't sitcom.
So, but I Am
the
Legend.
The first 45 minutes is him.
So let me ask you this, Dre. Let me say.
Can Denzel play Hancock?
Bro, that wasn't a good. It was a flop.
You're arguing about.
Let me ask you this.
It was actually the biggest opening in history for a black superhero ever.
But right, you're not let me ask you this.
You're telling me what?
Because first of all, you look at the critics.
Denzel can play. I'm telling you. Let me ask you this, right? You got to play a lot of complex Denzel roles.
Not even close.
Name a role that
you have. You have the God rating.
I'm doing it in fences.
You have the God rating.
You can say the same. Hold on. I'm just saying. You can say the same thing for his character in what's the movie? His character in The Pursuit of Happiness and The Williams Sister. That was Fences' character, a serious father. He's played a cool father. He played Hitch. Can Denzel play Hitch? I'm just telling you, Denzel is number two to Will. Will is number one, Denzel number two.
You love Will Smith movies. You're naming the movies.
I'm talking about the characters.
So let me ask you this. So before let's not get beside ourselves. All right. Bro, is it just one thing that makes somebody better than another? Because you have the God rating, right? And in the God rating, it's just like we play Madden, just like we play NBA, whatever game y'all be playing. It's different attributes to give out overall. So we can't just keep saying he's more versatile. Okay, cool. If we want to give him a 99 on versatility.
Bigger movies.
Nope.
Can't say that.
Bro, we look at the statistics.
Okay, Will Smith, literally.
You're looking at, but again, you.
A Denzel opening is 30 million. Will Smith opening is
because
70,
he's
60,
bigger,
70.
He's the bigger personality.
Well, I just said he had bigger movies. I said no, he didn't.
No.
Personality.
He's a bigger personality.
Because he's a
but
better
that doesn't
actor.
Mean that he's a better actor. That's what I said compared to rap. We have so many.
Listen, if we got to play a serious black father, I'm going to give it to Denzel.
What's the rapper from New York? The light skinned chick. The rapper from New York. The girl. Like she, Nikki? The young chick.
What's she playing?
Ice Spice. Like she's a big personality, but can she rap? No. Like come on, man. It's about personality.
I don't agree. She's a big personality. I just think she has a big. I think she has a creative
Ice Spice.
Look. No.
People love Ice Spice.
They love her look. I have never heard her say anything.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying,
bro.
I want to go there.
Will Smith is good. Will Smith is good, bro. But like a lot of these things again because he's Will Smith at the end of the day.
Ask our moderator, Stans, what do you think? We don't have that much time on the subject. Stans, what do you think?
We don't.
What do you think?
I think they both impacted the culture.
But based on the argument, what is your thoughts? Have you changed your thoughts?
If we're basing it off of what you guys have said, which is versatility and complexity, I'm going to have to give it to Will Smith. But based on the metrics y'all set, I'm going to have to give it to Will Smith.
I wish I had a sound bite like Brian does because I would play.
We're going to move on to
second
debate.
Let's go.
Insane. Smoking insane in the membrane.
Y'all ready for this one?
Nope.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV.
So let's get into our next debate. We're discussing Chris Brown versus Michael Jackson. Who do you guys have as the most talented?
So we're discussing who's the most talented. Now, who's had the best career? This is for the internet, because the internet is going to try to say, how dare you? Because I think we all can agree that Michael Jackson is the greatest performing artist, music artist of all time, right?
Hands down, yeah.
But we're arguing who's the most talented between the two.
Can we also discuss what talent?
I was about to throw it to our expert.
You can throw it. Listen.
Who's more talented?
Let me explain something to you. I'm sorry. Let me take a minute. Disclaimer. Chris Brown, love you to death. Really good guy. Michael Jackson is the GOAT.
We ain't asking who the GOAT. We asking who's more talented.
He's the GOAT in talent. He's the GOAT in career. He's the GOAT. Talent is talent.
We're talking talent. I want you to give him the talent.
We're going to take away all the accolades. For shits and giggles,
Let's take away all the accolades and let's talk strictly, because we are executives, about talent. And we're looking at both of them.
Right.
Matter of fact, who you think is more talented, Jay?
Today you are too, because I want to take it from this standpoint. Both of them just walked in the office today with their skill sets. But they can have their skill sets at the very end of their career. I want to talk about which one we're signing based on talent and why.
Today.
But they can have accolades. So, I mean, not accolades, but all their skill set.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I was going for Chris Brown, but that question of who I'm signing today is Chris Brown. One.
Okay. Who's more talented?
But more talented? I swear now. I gotta say Michael Jackson. I'm gonna tell you why. Chris Brown is super talented. And my initial thought is Chris Brown. However, with all due respect, I love that guy. He's great at what he does. But a lot of the things he do is really like rehearsed dance moves that other people might create.
Who?
Chris Brown. I've never seen Chris Brown. You gotta think about it.
Go.
And they might hit me for this, but I don't care. Y'all go down. You think about Michael Jackson, right? He revolutionized a dance move. People are Michael Jackson for Halloween. Michael Jackson is one star, right? But because of what he did on the stage, he created a moonwalk. I can't say that about Chris Brown. Chris Brown is talented, don't get me wrong. But it's no, I'm not, we're not. They're doing the moonwalk.
Let's break it down.
They're doing the moonwalk at the
I'm gonna break it
Olympics.
Down. I'm gonna break it down.
I think we lose I'm gonna break the it
down.
Plot,
I'm gonna break it down. Let's get to let's the get talent.
Is that not talent?
Who dances better?
Mike.
Chris Brown is a.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you why I say that.
Go watch 20 Michael Jackson videos. You're gonna see him do the same move 20 times.
Definitely not.
Dog, do you know that? Hold on, let me tell you something. I'm gonna prove you a point. Do you know the director of Thriller? He only had one condition if he was gonna direct the video Thriller. You know what it was?
What?
Michael can't do the same moves. That's why Thriller, that's why he doesn't do the leg kick. That's why they have, that was the only difference. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, that means that the director, by the way, his biggest video of all time was the only video where he had to come different. Now, what I'm telling you is that if there are aliens coming to the world to take over, and they got different? One that can dance, and they like, who are we gonna have dance against the aliens? Chris Brown and Mike. It is Chris Maurice Brown.
You know why you say that? You know why you say that? Because, again,
we ain't never seen Michael do a backflip and land and do the nay nay and all that and do that. We ain't never seen that before.
Sometimes I hate these conversations because we get caught in an era. Michael Jackson was the top of his class in dance moves in his era.
Chris Brown has been the top of dancer in the music business since 2005.
But hold on, let me say this. When you look at a Mike video, when you look at a Mike performance, you see Mike, it could be 50 other people behind him. You see Mike.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad y'all said that. First of all, I think the reason why Michael is bigger is because Chris is better. Because in our business, and let me get to that, in our business, you notice the artist that can do the most usually is the artist that loses because they want to show you. Now, let me finish my point. If you go look at a Michael Jackson video, if I play any one of Michael Jackson's songs, if I play Thriller, we know the dance is on cue because we've seen it over and over because he does it over and over.
For sure.
Go look at Chris Brown, Turn Up the Music. Go look at Chris Brown, The Hoes Ain't Loyal. Go look at his videos. Let me finish, Brian, before something.
Go ahead.
Chris Brown, on the hook, he does different dance routines every hook. Michael Jackson did the same routine. When you gonna be there, he did the same move. That's what made him great, because it was easy to follow. Chris Brown is so out the box that he is hard to follow. So when he does his videos, he doesn't even do the same dance twice, because he's that versatile as a dancer. We got to give him a better dance.
It's a sansa.
Let me say this.
I think we focus too much on the dance then.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to break down talent, what makes you talented? Dancing makes you talented. Singing makes you talented.
For sure.
Who's the better singer?
For sure.
That's not even.
Who's the better singer?
That's a real question?
I mean, I would say Chris Brown.
Oh, shit, he switched up. He switched sides. Damn, I got to switch sides.
No, bro. We got mad different accolades when it comes to...
I'm running through talent right now. Singing, dancing, right?
Dancing, one Michael Jackson.
Chris is dancing.
I want to let
I think Michael is a better singer.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to give Mike that. He's a better singer. The pen is where it gets interesting.
Michael can sing better. He can't write better.
Chris is a better writer than Mike.
No.
Did Michael write?
Yes. Michael wrote the machine.
He wrote a couple songs.
Michael Jackson wrote Billie Jean. No co-writer. Not Quincy. Not Rod Temperton. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson wrote Beat It. Michael Jackson wrote The Girl Is Mine. Michael Jackson wrote She's Out
Him
of
and Paul head. McCartney wrote The Girl
okay,
Is Mine.
Okay, okay, okay. He wrote Say, Say, Say. Michael Jackson wrote Rock My World. He wrote Wanna Be Starting Something.
Oh, you going to stats.
Yes, I have to.
Oh, shit, hold on. But I just realized he was reading my computer. I forgot we got computers on this show.
Here's what I'm saying. He wrote those from a standpoint of, this is what I want to say this time around. And it was a classic album twice. Nigga sold 100 million copies of an album based off what was in his head, what he wanted to get out.
Okay.
Billie Jean. You know what I'm saying? So
I wanted to ask you.
I could bring up 50 Chris records that I wouldn't trade for Billie Jean.
Now hold on. Now we arguing discography. This not even close.
No, I'm saying he wrote it.
I get that, but
that's a part of talent, though, right?
That is a part of talent. Right. But Michael Jackson can never do Yellow Diamond Rings. Like, the look at me now, he could have never did that. He could have never pulled off These Hoes Ain't Loyal. Chris Brown
is... I don't think so. I think 20-year-old Mike could.
Name something Michael Jackson did that Chris Brown can't do, and I'll name 10 things Chris Brown can do that Mike can't do.
Go ahead. I want you to start. Because there's nothing that Chris Brown
can do. He can do a backflip and then a front flip and then go into the nay-nay and then, like, he can do. There's nothing he can't
congratulations,
do.
Congratulations,
Michael Jackson.
You can dance. Congratulations.
I'm saying he's a better dancer. We all get talent.
I think it's era-driven on
bro,
dance.
Let me ask you a question.
That's what I think.
Let me ask you a 25-year-old
Michael. Go ahead, Jay.
So you're telling me, out of all of the artists that you've looked at, that you've scouted and everything, right?
I think Chris Brown is the most talented artist alive. Right now, I don't think there's an artist breathing that is as talented as Chris Brown. Now, when Michael was alive, you can argue Prince. Chris Brown doesn't have a rival to his talent and hasn't had a rival to his talent since he came out of 2005. Let's be clear.
He had a rival.
Beyonce.
A lot of people think it's
maybe Beyonce. Beyonce. Maybe Beyonce. But I think that Chris Brown has better records than B. Earlier on, wait, what? Let's say that for another show. Listen, protect me right now.
B Army at Ray Daniels.
No. I'm saying I think Chris Brown is the greatest talent walking this earth. Right now, musical talent. By the way, he can also paint graffiti. Let's add that to a part of his talent.
But what I'm asking you though, Ray, as a music executive, right? Someone who's A&R projects, artists, everything, right? I'm pretty sure you came across 1,000 of people
Millions.
Who are really good, but just ain't have it. So you keep talking about this dancing shit. I'm pretty sure you can find a nigga in West Bumblefuck somewhere that can do all the dance moves that Chris Brown doing, but he ain't Chris Brown. So what I'm telling you is Michael Jackson revolutionized just the way you look at artists, the way you look at people making music.
But so did Michael Jordan, and so did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, so did Dr. J. But that doesn't take from the fact that LeBron is more superior athlete. So I'm not arguing. If career is not even close, I think CB will say it. But talent, let's be clear. If that incident doesn't happen in 2009, Chris Brown is probably the greatest artist of all time.
See, I didn't want
to. He was on his way.
I didn't want to say this, and I have to.
Say it, bro.
No, I have to. So, Chris is a phenomenal dancer. Being in the dance world, seeing dancers every day, choreographers every day, his dancers are as good as him. His choreographer dancing, one of them, is as good as him dancing. No question about it. You go, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying Chris Brown is the best dancer.
Can they sing, though?
When it was time to moonwalk, niggas had to move.
Because I want
to
get to that. I want to get to
niggas
that.
Niggas had to move.
I want to get to that.
Watch out.
Because I agree with you. I think it's debatable that Chris Brown is top three artist.
Talent-wise.
For sure.
Period. In the game.
100%.
Period.
Who's more talented than Chris Brown alive right now?
I think Beyonce is comparable.
Okay, that's comparable. You know, give me one more.
Talented?
Talent.
I'm not talking about dance.
Talent.
Not gonna like it, but if we're talking about talented artists, I think Taylor Swift is up there too. Oh. Hold on, because everybody's saying that because
this
I said Taylor
crazy,
Swift.
Crazy, right?
I get about Taylor Swift. She is huge.
I think Taylor Swift will tell you. This is what we do.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you what we do. We go to the overall of Chris can dance and sing and he's authentic. Okay, that's cool. We're talking about a 9-year-old girl whose mama said, you want to take those songs up there? You walk them in there.
Can I tell you a secret?
At 9/11
can I tell you something? We had Taylor Swift's original manager on The God Show. He actually said one of her weaknesses was she's not the greatest singer.
No,
Taylor Swift is the greatest. Listen, I don't want to do that because it's unfair to CB. We're talking talent. Yeah. I think Taylor Swift will tell you. Chris is more talented.
So you don't think songwriting?
Now, if you would have said Bruno Mars, I would have been like close.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you a third name from that.
That's
era.
Crazy.
Because you said Michael and Prince.
Now, if you would have said Bruno Mars, that's the only person he can perform as good as Chris. Right. Well, not as good.
You in your bag.
But he can perform really good. But he's a better songwriter than Chris.
Right.
They could sing around the same.
So let me ask
but
you
I'm
a question.
Talking about. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Because we focusing on dance and the entertainment value. You said Mike and Prince in that era, right? That's the only one. I'm gonna give you a third name in that era, and you're not gonna agree.
Don't say Lionel Richie.
And was he huge or not?
All night long.
Damn right, but was he huge or not?
Incredible.
He was incredibly huge.
He was older,
but the thing was, he could write anything, bro.
We're losing
the plot.
That's talent.
Listen. We're losing the plot, y'all.
Who is more talented? I'm just saying to you, I'm gonna just say this.
Who you got?
I believe this. I believe Chris Brown is the most talented recording artist alive.
Sure.
I think that every recording artist alive, except Beyonce, will say what I just said, except Beyonce. I think Bruno will say Chris is more talented.
I think Taylor is. Based on
and
what?
I think Mike will say he's better.
Based on what? Mike would not
he's
say
he's more
that.
Talented.
Based on what?
He just doesn't understand. Because, okay, let me tell you a secret I know about Chris Brown that I know, that I've heard from very close people. Y'all know that Chris Brown is dancing on tour for 3 hours. Y'all know he doesn't rehearse, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know he come, David. You know the dancers rehearse for 3, 4, 8, 9 days. He come in, he can learn it. That's a gift.
Yeah,
that's
a
gift.
A
he can do everything There's no artist alive that can't do nothing he can do except he doesn't play instruments. Now, if he did that.
Because when we take it back to Mike, Mike plays now, four.
That's why they say Prince might have had Mike, because Prince could play 17.
For sure.
But I'm just saying, for me, it's Chris Brown. I think Chris Brown's the most talented artist
dance.
Alive.
But this,
it's more than he can dance. I think talented artists, and only people that I put in the same sentence with Chris Brown as far as talent is Beyonce and Bruno.
List the
that's
talents.
That's it. Who would you go?
List the,
we got to get another set. You go.
List the talents.
He can sing. He can in the top 1%. He can dance in the top 0.00. What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Coach Referee, and I want to ask you: are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go. 0.01%. He can write in the top 1%. He can perform. He can do it all, bro.
He's dancing. The performance is entertainment.
Give me an argument for Mike.
So I'm gonna give you Mike. Mike sings better. That's number one. I'm gonna make the argument that 25-year-old Mike, you put both of them the same age,
that's
will learn
I'm
the
saying.
Same moves and go ham the same way Chris
did. Brown would kill. 25-year-old Chris Brown would destroy 25-year-old
Mike. I'm
hearing
what you're saying.
Because let me tell you something about Michael Jackson. See, I hate
but
the
hold on, let me finish.
He's a Virgo and I don't want to kill my Virgo brother, but Michael Jackson used to dress up in disguises to go to the streets to see, hear me out, to go see the other kids dance. He did not make up the moonwalk. He named it the moonwalk. Someone else did. He didn't make up pop locking. He
Chris
named it.
Chris don't make up dances. He learns them. He masters them.
That's what I literally opened it up with it. Like,
this is what I'm saying.
I'm done on this subject. Chris Brown is better than me. I'm done. Y'all can finish. I'm going to let y'all last the last minute.
Before you go, stage left. Mike is the better singer. No question about it. Mike can play instruments. Mike is the better producer.
He has better
writer.
Songs.
He has better music than Chris. Chris is the better, he's more electrifying than Mike. And I thought I'd never say that, but he's more electrifying than Mike.
Can I tell you something?
He throws himself into the performance aspect. And I think that's the only
thing. Where does Chris Brown's career go if he had his own Quincy Jones and that incident didn't happen?
Well, hell, you
he's
know
what? He's probably the greatest artist to ever live on earth.
Here's my thing. Michael Jackson has the ability.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Was a fifth? Yeah. We all be drunk in here, and I think we all pretty sober. So, all
right, that's gonna
we can move on, but Mike has the uncanny ability to walk out on stage and stand the fuck still and people pass out.
Nobody has that kind of patience. That's what I was saying. Michael had patience. He will wait for you to cheer for him. Chris Brown is an ADHD kid. He want to crump, roll, sing, balance, everything. He's so talented, he can't keep it in the box.
That's because he got ADD.
Yeah, he does. Bad.
All right, so for our next debate, we all know that marriage started out as a business.
Yep.
It was after the years progressed that it became about love.
However, talk your stuff, Stanza. Talk your stuff, Stanza. Let's go.
But the question that we're posing today is, whose career benefited more from the marriage, Jay-Z or Beyonce?
Jay-Z.
Why?
I love the young boy. Talk your shit, JL. Jump out there. Let's go.
I just feel like the truth is in the numbers and the stats, right? We think about when we talk about marriage, right? We all know that it's statistically proven that men benefit in marriages. Men benefit more when they're married than when they're single, right? That's statistically proven. We can look at it.
They don't get in trouble. I know my benefit.
I mean, think about it.
They don't get in trouble. So if your wife's with you, you're going to do less dumb shit wife's with you.
Higher earnings, right? According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, labor, it says married men tend to earn more than single men.
Can't,
right?
Let him go.
Why can't you? I like that. So, okay, cool. But here's my thing. Ryan, let him cook. As you move into this, I want you to keep in mind that you have to tell me how Beyonce's influence made his wealth and whatever you're about to
you
say
gotta give him a better. Chance.
Okay, cool. The influence of her being popular, having him cross in different markets. Before he got married to Beyonce, right? We all knew Jay-Z to be, and this is more y'all genre, but I'm like y'all age range, whatever. But before he married before he married Beyonce, right? He was known to be one of the biggest hip-hop artists alive, right? That was what he was. He was stuck in his hip-hop category. You can't tell me that she didn't help him cross market into a different.
Of course I can. It was called friggin' Hard Knock Life. You thought that was just hip hop?
Okay, cool. So you tell me we can look at his business.
106 and Park and TRL say different, but go ahead.
So we can look at everything before and after the marriage, right? If you look at his albums before the marriage, we can say probably better, right? Like the albums maybe, right? But we can look at his business ventures before and after the marriage.
You think that's Beyonce driven?
I got my answer.
I can't say that it's Beyonce driven, but we can't ignore the influence that it had.
I got my answer. Hold on, Brian, because I think I know the answer now. I can actually logically prove.
Go ahead.
Who you say though? Who you say benefited more?
I'm saying Beyonce benefited more.
I'm saying Jay-Z.
It was for a fact it was Beyonce. Let me tell you why for a fact it was Beyonce. Because let's be clear. When Jay-Z was rapping, his subject matter was about drugs, getting money. He might have mentioned B, but every time he mentioned his wife, it was in a uplifting. Like, nigga, got the baddest chick in the game. Hear me out. I got the baddest chick in the game wearing my chains. That's right, ho. Like, she was wearing the rock chain. She was in the video. She did this, but here's why I say that. Now, let's look at her music. Everything was written about him. When I did my Love on Top, when I won a soldier, I like the boys up top from the BK. Her subject matter for her career was talking about her husband. When she does the Lemonade album and all the women tapped in.
Like this. I hate to say this. And Stanza, this is going to sound sexist. Stanza, this is going to sound sexist. But social media, when a girl gets with a popular dude, she puts his ass on display.
Yep.
That's what she did from a professional standpoint.
Yes.
She said, Jay-Z is my dude. Every chance she got, whether it was Crazy in Love or whatever it was, Jay-Z's my
dude. Now, I will tell you this. She would benefit the most now.
In what world?
She took the narrative.
Can it not start out one way?
I was about to say, I think if we talk about the first 20 years, yeah. I think it's him. I think when she talks about upgrades you, he got a big ego. Every time you heard a Beyonce song, whether it was Cater to You or Destiny Child, you knew she was talking about Jay-Z. Whether she was angry and she was like Becky with the long hair or she was happy, it was him who set the mood. When he talks, he could talk about anything. No man has went to listen to a Jay-Z album to hear what he has to say about his wife. But women are going to hear her album to hear what she has to say about him. So I do believe that he helped her career in that state. But women run this shit now.
Now.
So
if
that ever happened, her career, she is golden for the rest of her life, he's going to be the guy that lost her.
I'm not going to lie to you.
She'll never be the girl that lost him.
I've never heard anybody reference the internet as Jay-Z's internet. Never. I've never heard it, ever.
When did you hear it on Beyonce?
You certainly hear it from Beyonce.
It's a thing, that's what they say.
I got you now. When they get married, let me tell you why that happens, brother. Because when a man and woman gets married, this all about the woman. When Eddie Murphy was the king in Damn Coming to America, but they didn't sing a song for him. They sung She's Your Queen.
Ray.
We have always celebrated the women of powerful men in our culture.
I know what Ray is. You're a professional manipulator. You're a professional goalpost mover. Because what you do is you literally just said every song that Beyonce did was about him. That's why people know. Because which one is it? Now you're saying that everybody, they sing about the woman, they make it about a woman. I'm confused.
No, I said now.
I'm saying, when I'm a Jay-Z fan, when I bought the Hard Knock Life album, when I bought the H to the Izzo album, I never bought an album saying, I wonder if he's going to mention Beyonce.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you. You're right, right?
Let's be honest.
But we can't ignore, like, one of my favorite songs of Jay-Z is Song Cry. Right? That's not about
Beyonce. He wasn't talking about her, though.
I know. I'm not saying it's not about Beyonce, but what I'm saying that he's talking about a woman. And we can relate. So we can't say
But what I'm saying is that we didn't want to judge. He was talking about it from our standpoint. When Beyonce was talking about
what
she
was saying,
when Beyonce made music, she was talking about what she was directly going through. When she was happy, I love my love on top. When she pissed.
So you think woman was going.
Let's bring it back into focus, though. Because he had a question, right? We can talk about music all day in that. Who influenced whose career more? Let's talk about when they got together. They got together in 2001, right?
They got married in 2008, I think.
Yeah, but when they start dating, right?
Because I'm saying marriage.
But here's the thing.
We said marriage.
Once it becomes a public...
But the relationship is a relationship, though.
Relationship is a relationship.
I guess I'm being too...
Once it becomes public...
We said marriage.
Okay, so
we
let me say
we said marriage.
This. So let me lead this into marriage then.
Because if we would have said relationship, we'd have been disrespecting their marriage. Mm-hmm. Just
once
say relationship.
They, once
I mean
they
marriage.
Got together, right? They got... And the world knew that they were a thing. 2001. Where was Jay in his career? Coming off of Hard Knock Life, going into Blueprint, so it's pretty fair to
coming
say
off like the time of Shaw Carter One, coming off of Rock La Familia, coming up like Dog, coming off of Reasonable Doubt, coming off Worldwide Tour.
So
he was a businessman. So he was everything.
So his business. But hold, it's fair to say he was a bigger artist at the time, right?
100%. Yes, yeah,
that's
easy.
True.
Yeah, easy.
So
easy
influenced the world in the sense that now you're Jay-Z, Hove, and you got Rockefeller, right? And all the controversies that was going on with that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he was the done dot. We can agree.
Yes.
Okay. So you're telling me that Beyonce, who wasn't the done dot, influenced Jay-Z's career more, who was already the guy?
Okay, since we're talking nuances, right? So if she wasn't the done dot of...
She wasn't.
He literally said, I got the biggest chick in the game wearing my chain. That clearly says something to who she was.
No. That's him uplifting his queen.
Exactly.
He made us see that.
Exactly.
That was an affirmation.
He claimed Beyonce in public.
He made us see. Because at the time, he was the biggest voice of hip hop. And now he's saying, I got the biggest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right. Nigga, he
yo, he set that up. Bro, y'all full of shit, bro. Y'all know niggas got fire ego.
I
got
to say something. Hit me out. I have some beehive people in my life, and I asked them one day, I said, why do y'all love Beyonce so much? Because she's big, but she's way bigger than her music. Here's what the answer was. They said, because she's the one woman that has it all. She passed Oprah because she has Jay-Z. If she was married to some no-name nigga like Stedman that we just knew was a businessman, no disrespect to Stedman, but we only know Stedman as Oprah's man. But if she was married to some no-name business billionaire nigga, we wouldn't care. We wouldn't care about the albums. We wouldn't care what she's talking about. We care because we know the couple. It's like when Kanye, it's like, I'm telling you, when in 2000, like, it's the truth.
But here's the thing, though.
So let me ask you, right? Wait, you think, since we got a woman here.
Go ahead, ask
the woman. I have a question.
Go ahead, talk.
I want to pose a question. So, statistically, in corporate America, men elevate higher. And I think
way higher.
You and Jay and Ray made great points, but men elevate higher when they're married.
We can't ignore
this. This is why LeBron has a lot of the things, because he's with Savannah.
I'm not arguing that.
And he's married. But do we think that Jay gets the liquor endorsed, you know, the liquor?
He's Beyonce's husband now.
Or the NFL.
He's Jay-Z the billionaire, and he's Beyonce's husband. But the first 20 years, she was his wife.
Let me ask the woman something.
Without Beyonce.
Let me ask the woman something.
Yes. Hold on. She asked the question, Jay. Ask the question.
Without Beyonce, does he get all of these extra, you know, the things outside of entertainment or music?
And I literally brought that up.
And I would say, absolutely. Okay. Now does the commissioner Roger Goodell want to go to dinner with you and bring his wife so you could bring yours? Now that's the bonus. Now let's be clear, his wife is more famous than him. His wife is big. He is now her husband, by the way. I think he's okay with that, because he's about 11, 12 years older than her. What I'm saying is that, let's be clear, when her brand elevated when she got with him, and it was in front of the scenes and behind. Because let's be clear, she got rid of her dad and she started running her own business. You don't think that she's doing that because she has a business husband, a man in the house who's like you? They helped each other and she helped him. But I'm just saying, her fan base cares about their relationship. All I'm saying is that her fan base or a good majority of them care about her relationship with him, and his fan base don't care about his relationship with her. That's what I'm saying.
I want to ask you this. I literally had that up.
Give
but
me the
I
want
to ask you this. You said that
he asked AI.
I did, but I gotta ask the right question. I'm just saying. I literally brought that. Yo, business. I was curious. What business that Jay-Z had before his marriage and after his marriage? It's way different.
The career is. If Jay-Z been rapping since '96, he got with her 5 years into his career.
Though. We asked. No,
he's 23 years with her.
Let him go. Where
okay,
going.
I wasn't even going there. I was gonna ask you this. He said. Everybody look for Jay-Z one. Beyonce talk about.
I want to make it clear.
She talk about him cheating.
When she makes an album, she's talking about her love and the status
of him. And people go listen to Beyonce because she's talking about him. That's what you said.
Because she's talking about her relationship.
And let me ask you this. As a woman who concerns Beyonce, do you go listen to Beyonce because she's talking about Jay-Z?
That's the wrong question.
That's her relationship.
You know what you're doing. She's a lady.
Bro, I can guarantee you. And you know what's funny? You know what I can say? And niggas might hit me for this. When Jay-Z dropped 444, it was it was women going to listen to that album to hear what Jay-Z was going to say in response to Beyonce.
True.
I can tell you that.
That's the only one.
But I'm telling you.
And to your point, I think that women only went to Lemonade for Jay-Z. But outside of Lemonade, we're not looking and thinking like, oh, she talking about Jay-Z. Even though we may know that.
And replacing it. Like, nigga's not. Bro, she got breakup songs and she got love songs.
Yeah, I want to be fair. In your mind, did Jay-Z getting with Beyonce elevate Beyonce in your mind?
In the beginning, yes. That was my question before. Could it flop or switch?
So here's my thing. You loved her prior to, though. You liked her. You were a fan.
Absolutely.
But when she got with Jay-Z, who was the hottest man in music,
for sure,
it elevated your opinion of Beyonce.
True. I think it was a business move because she went solo, and it was at the same same time.
But you think it was a smart business move, right?
Absolutely.
So our question was, whose career benefited more? What was her response now?
And initially,
it was a smart business move on Beyonce.
Cool.
Not now.
It's cool.
But here's my point.
I think it was Beyonce. Now I think it's Jay-Z.
But here's my point.
It's cool.
That is a natural progression to now.
No. We're about to do that because we got attributes to make an overall, right? So he was married in 2008. Got married 2008. It's 2024. That's 16 years they've been married. Okay, cool. So in the beginning, how many years? Let's do it. If we're going to do it, like, how many years was his
10,
career
12,
more
12.
Impactful to her than hers to him?
But he was just started, though.
You know what?
That's unfair.
Let's be fair.
We can't do that because it's not a fair question. Because let me put it to you like this.
That's numbers. Facts are numbers.
J-Lo wasn't married to Ben Affleck. But
I like
when,
this.
When
I like
the,
this nigga. I like, I like a good argument.
Hold on.
You're wrong, but I like you, though.
You know what she said? She said amazing business move. J-Lo, not to get off subject because I'm going to bring it back. J-Lo, Mark Anthony, Puff, Ben Affleck. All great business moves, right? Because we go black, Hispanic, general market, right? And we're touching all of them. So now I'm an icon to all of you. It's the same reason we do fucking features. Because we're tapping into an audience. She tapped into Jay-Z's audience. Understanding that, I'm Beyonce from Destiny's
Let's
Child.
Be clear. When she got, let's be clear. When she got on records with him, it didn't matter to us. But when he got on records for her, that shit was a movie.
Thank you.
When he got, when she did, when she did All I Needed in Life Since Me and My Girlfriend, Jay-Z record, Bonnie and Clyde 2003, we was like, cool.
I'm about to walk out of here.
When he got on Upgrade You,
nobody
he got
cared.
On Crazy in Love, everybody cared.
Yeah.
Because he was the draw.
He was the draw.
I'm just saying.
Listen, bro.
Let me tell you something. She's gonna go on to probably be the most famous woman to ever live. And I guarantee you, part of the story is going to be who her husband is.
So let me ask you this then, right?
And he's gonna go down as one of the greatest rappers and businessmen in history.
Yes.
And part of his, neither one of those have nothing to do with
her being
his wife.
I got a question for you.
And I want you to be really real.
I'm real now.
We're going over time. Hey, Darius, we're going over. It's heating up there. Give us a couple more minutes. Let's just go ahead and get it out.
Like they say in the movie, don't bang that gavel. Listen.
That's Martin. I love that. Don't you bang that gavel, Judge.
Listen. Beyonce doesn't get with Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. She where she is today? No, don't. It's not circumstantial. It's just a yes or no. If Beyonce does not get with Jay-Z, is she where she is today?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Jay-Z would be.
You can't say that.
Yeah, he would be.
You can't say
as
that.
As a successful
businessman, billionaire, yes, he would be. Now, he wouldn't be as favored.
Yeah,
he would probably be considered more of a badder guy because he would probably be single running around because a married man does look better on paper for a leadership in the world and safety of doing business. That's true. But that doesn't mean you have to be married to her.
If you're married to the biggest, R&B artist, right? And you got a brand that's coming to you like, yo, I want him to do business with me. It might be easier for a brand to come to you and present
you
that deal.
You know what your argument is?
But that doesn't matter who you marry to as a man, though.
It does? You got a better argument with this talking about Rihanna.
Bro, you're saying that.
But Rihanna, yes.
Drake is one of the biggest artists in the world, and we don't care his girlfriend
is. But that's what...
Now, name a female that became huge as an artist that wasn't attached to a man.
Boom.
Boom!
I think answer that. No.
Boom! Answer that. We call that a shot.
Answer that. What? Kanye West.
Then you can bang.
Name one. Kardashians was built on the dicks they were fucking. You know that's the truth. We only cared about who they was with.
No
it wasn't
way,
based on.
No
we didn't
Kardashian
care who Kim Kardashian
empire.
Was.
Period.
We cared who she was dating. And then she got so big that we didn't care no more what she was dating. Now
what
guys are reversing club chasing.
What was the question?
I'm saying to you that I forgot now.
Bro,
all I'm saying to you is this: is that women like I don't. I'm going to say something controversial. Don't get mad.
Just said no.
I don't think Oprah Winfrey becomes Oprah Winfrey if she doesn't have a Stedman.
Yo,
that was a part of the story. That was a part of the story. That was a part of the story. Hold on. Let me tell you why. Can I tell y'all why? Before y'all write me
you're
up.
Smoking
can
the highest can I tell
y'all? Before y'all write me off. Can I tell y'all why?
Why?
Because y'all forgetting, y'all seeing Oprah as 2.5, 3 billionaire Oprah. I'm talking about Oprah when she wasn't considered attractive. I'm talking about Oprah when she wasn't considered desirable. I'm talking about Oprah when America was making fun of her weight. She had a man that loved her, and that was her answer. That's why we know Stedman is. Who's Gail dating? We ain't give a fuck because we didn't matter. It was who Oprah was in the beginning. Her having a man made a big difference. Now let's go to the next one.
I mean, if you
we'll talk about that next time. Let's
Rihanna
talk about that
Kanye,
next show.
I would be with you. If you said Kanye West and Kim, I'd be with you. Or Rihanna, I'd be with you.
And I'm saying, I think Oprah becomes, okay, this is why I say that. Hear me out, y'all. This is why I say that. A billionaire walks in a room full of men. A billionaire man, single, walks in a room full of men. When he walks in that room and he speaks to us, when he walks out, we're looking at him like, damn, he got a good life. Damn, I know he living good. We got wives and kids and everything as men, and he's single, and we still looking like, I know he having fun. Billionaire woman walks in room, talks about her life and how she's accomplished everything.
No
if she doesn't have a husband or a man, when she walks out
like
that room, women are gonna say, she still ain't happy
she's
though.
Lonely.
She still ain't got
happy.
Love. And that's the difference.
Absolutely.
That's why I say what I say. Now you go to the next subject.
Absolutely.
All right. Y'all, so it is time for one of the most anticipated segments on That's Debatable, and it's the God rating.
Well, you guys know I have the God show, so I wanted to do. I figured, you know, as men, you guys understand when the live the NBA 2K comes out or the Madden comes out, we always want to know who is rated 99. You know, like what was the rating, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of wanted to create something for us at this show called the God rating, right? Because you know I come from the God show, so. Here's my God rating on rappers, right? I'm gonna just throw it at y'all and I'm gonna give y'all a rating. I wanna ask y'all if it's too high or too low, okay? All right, cool. So I'm judging it based on lyrics, hit records, catalog, longevity, consistency, and flow. Flow being the melodic use of, you know what I mean? Like the melodic use of it. So the only rapper that I gave a 99 to was Hov. That's the only rapper that I thought deserved a 99. Do you think that's too high? You think it should be lower? What would y'all say?
Hope is a 99.
Yeah.
99. So 99? Okay, so who would you say? Who else would you guys say is at 99? Because I couldn't get
that.
He's the only 99 I could come up with.
Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Easy.
Kanye West.
I ain't giving Kanye
West. I'm giving Kanye West 99. I might give him 99.5.
I love this thing. Hey, I love you, bro.
So hold on. Around get 99.8.
So listen, I gave Wayne a 98. I gave Kanye a 98. I gave Future a 95. I gave Drake a 97. I gave Kendrick a 97.
You gave Future. Wait, I'm what?
What?
You gave Future over Drake?
No.
You said 98.
No. Future. Jay-Z is a 99. Kanye and Wayne are my only 98s. Drake and Kendrick are 97s. And Future is a 95.
You said the other way around for you, but whatever.
So y'all think, y'all think I got anybody right? Somebody's too low, too high? Y'all think Future should be higher than 95? I mean, I don't think anybody considered Future a lyricist. That's
no,
why I didn't
know. I don't. You're right. I don't have him as 95.
What you have him as?
90.
I like 88.
What?
Yeah, for sure.
What?
And I got an artist.
Y'all gonna disrespect Pluto like that?
Yeah, for sure. I ain't gonna lie. And most of my rating, but
he got more hits than most.
No, you do it.
But that's longevity.
Give your criteria again.
Okay, my criteria is flow, lyrics, hits, catalog, longevity, and consistency.
In that case, if we're that, yeah, he'd probably be higher.
By the way, he should be higher than 95 because Future came out 2012. Wayne came out in 1997 or 98. Wayne came out 98. So Wayne came out 14 years before Future and still was here. That's why. So
Wayne should be 100 because he survived three eras.
Yeah.
Goat.
But Jay-Z survived three. Jay-Z and Wayne both came out. But Jay-Z came out in 95.
Like what you're talking about?
96.
We're talking about catalog, flow, all of that.
Still consistent to this day.
I gave Wayne a 98. You give Wayne
a 100.
You can't give 100. It's the rating. It's the matter rating, man.
I think it's 99 and you got to bump Jay down to 98.5.
So you put Wayne over Jay?
No question.
When it comes to your rating, Yes.
I put him over him, period.
Can I just do this? Let's do this. Hold up. Why let's period? Just run through it real quick. Let's just say advantage, disadvantage. Why? Let's say advantage who? Let's do this.
Wait, can I hear why?
No, I'm going to tell you, but go ahead.
I'm going to make it easy for you. Let's go. Consistency. They both the same. Actually, you probably give Jay a little bit more because Jay came out 3 years long.
I'll give Wayne more
because
Wayne don't miss. Jay-Z
is
missed.
It was a time when
Wayne don't miss.
Wayne was dropping mixtapes.
But quiet,
you
gotta
stop right there. You just said Wayne don't miss. Jay-Z misses. I'm taking a point. No, Wayne don't.
Wayne has missed. He did the mixtape.
Jay-Z did miss. Jay-Z missed, but he halfway missed. He still got 5 or 6 good songs on a couple of his whack albums. Kingdom Come, you still got. Show me what you got. That's a record.
We're talking about how it affects the masses.
Sorry for the wait. What was it?
I'm talking about commercial
that
releases.
That was a bad.
Not mixtape.
That was terrible.
Wayne don't miss.
But no, we can say not mixtape because a lot of them. Yo, keep it down.
I got something. I got to ask y'all a question. I do this on the show. Where's Jack? Y'all know what I'm about to say. Brian, recite a classic Wayne verse.
I can't.
You what?
I cannot.
So why are you arguing
hold
for?
On.
That just cancels him out. Hold on, stop. Next. Let me get to my next.
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Daniel trying to think
and
of one.
Like R&B, you know, I'll rifle off. I'll sing you a whole damn concert right now. But rap, I like what I like. But I'm telling you as far as.
Give me a Wayne verse.
Name the song.
It's not my shit.
Name the song.
What do you mean?
This nigga ready.
When you say, so I might can't.
Give me a classic Wayne verse.
Give me a classic song.
Just give me a classic Wayne verse.
Yeah, we can say a millionaire. I'm a young money millionaire. Tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease.
I like this
Come on, like, we can like name a song.
Jackie fucked you up, Jack. You can never get on the show again.
Name a song. Birdman Jr., Fireman.
Can I be honest with you? I was really making an argument against him because I know he don't know
one. Because he knew I wasn't going to do it.
And I knew, by the way, your age, you better know
but
like
no,
15.
What I'm saying is, though, to your point, Wayne definitely got misses. And you can't.
Thank you, Jay Hill.
I'm being fair. Because a lot of the reason why we're giving Wayne the higher number as he's hitting is because of the error that he did in mixtapes.
He arguably built his name off of what he did to mixtapes. So taking your point, and you say he has misses, is he still more consistent than Jay?
In my opinion.
No. Jay-Z came in his motherfucker 96 and has been running the rap game ever since. Wayne has went through ups and downs. He's went through moments where he was suing Baby and he didn't put out an album for 6-7 years. Jay has always been. And by the way, Wayne only wanted, in my opinion, Jay-Z's fucking cosign as a rapper. That's why he said,
I'm the best
greatest rapper,
rapper
alive, since the best rapper retired. So, he was talking about Hov.
Yep.
Okay. Hov is still here.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, Wayne don't have nothing that can compete with. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name, like,
are
nothing.
Are you serious?
I've been to concerts, bro. You can't play. By the way, Wayne is a crazy rapper. He's
he
incredible.
Don't have nothing.
But
that's,
his rap. Hit me out. Hit me out. His rap style is very, very complicated.
You ever seen an arena on Jumpman?
Huh?
You ever seen an arena explode on Jumpman? Like, explode.
You rap the lyrics. Sing the hook.
Nigga, I can't.
What are we talking about?
Wait, Drake? What, Jumpman?
What are we talking about? I got him, by the way. I got him.
This is what I'm saying.
Hope y'all got some.
So let me ask you. So y'all saying the only person that... So what y'all saying is the only person in rap history that deserves a 99 based on this outside of Jay-Z is Wayne.
Easy. Yeah. Easy.
Woo!
I think somebody said Nas.
You got young and old.
Not Nas. Hell no.
I'm about to say, like,
Nas is like a 91.
Shit, no.
92. Nas like a 92. He a 92. Nas like a 92.
And that's
listen,
out of respect.
By the way,
really
and,
like
and
that's out of respect.
He's in the 90s, my nigga.
He's like 87.
Nah, Nas a 92. Dog, no rapper. Jack, you hear Queens in the background. Get the fuck out of here. You can't. Ain't
you
no camera.
Say what you want.
Hit me out, but I'm saying that Illmatic. But let's be clear.
I got 10 rappers.
Let's be clear
right
about Nas. 10. Nas' career has started here. As Illmatic and it slowly
declined.
Coasted down. Absolutely. No, not decline.
Declining.
I'm gonna say it coasted.
Y'all don't say that because y'all from New York, but decline.
No, I'm from College Park, my nigga. Don't do that to me. Don't put me that.
So you're being telling me because you're the culture referee. So that's why I say you're the biggest master manipulator, goalpost mover. You're saying that because you want to keep these motherfucking relationships with these cultures.
No.
You just said Nas came out with Illmatic and he just coasted. It ain't decline. Boy, you smoking
slowly
a high per of fucking
slowly
crack.
Declining. Meaning his
you
best.
You ain't saying decline. You say
it's like 50 Cent.
It's not even
slow. It's like 50 Cent. Nas and 50 Cent have this in common. Their best album was the first one. That's all I'm saying. So that means they never hit another peak. Like Wayne, you got Wayne. The block is hot when he was 14.
I'll put you on the spot.
And then you got the Carter. And then you had this.
Hold put you on the spot. What you rating Thug?
Straight up,
God damn. We talking about I'm literally reviewing your criteria in my head.
Darius, this ain't in the script, bro. Aaron, this ain't in the script, bro.
That's crazy. That was crazy.
If you gonna put me on the spot, if you gonna put me on the spot, if I'm gonna rate Thug,
that was crazy.
I'm gonna rate Thug a 90.
What?
Can I tell you why? Because he hasn't been able to put out enough albums because obviously he's in jail.
For sure.
But his flow is superior. But no, I'm just saying it's hard. Like I'm just saying
hustlers don't stop. They keep going.
I would give Thug a 90, 91. I wouldn't put him above Nas. I would make because I feel like no rapper. I feel like if we don't get Illmatic, rap is not what it is today.
That's not part of your ratings based on.
That's goalposts. It's like mid-field right now. Like, that's still go easy at this point. That shit at the 50-yard line. Like, this nigga be moving that motherfucker.
No.
Listen, guys, we have to wrap this up. Y'all have fun.
I mean, this shit is always fun.
Y'all gonna come back.
You are insane.
Niggas are gonna kill me.
I'm gonna tell you something. Wayne is incredible, but I'm being honest with you. As Wayne is in a rap, Wayne to me, he's a rapper's rapper. He's a rapper that you appreciate. Let me finish. What I mean by that is his style is so unorthodox. You don't know, and so versatile. You don't know how he's gonna come. So hit me out. So that's why when I say follow his lyrics, it's very hard. It's almost for the generation under him because it was so. So when you hear Millie, as great as that song is, nigga. It's really just he just killed it.
I mean,
it
was, Jay is an MC.
No, but sure. Jay figured out what he figured out. What's made him a icon in rap or a superstar first. He became an icon later. What's made him a superstar was when he slowed it down. He figured that out. Wayne doesn't really have slow it down verses. His verses are very like, dog, let's be clear. When that nigga said, he was 14 when he said, loud pipes, big rims, nigga, that's my life. Like, nigga, I've been loving Wayne since I was a kid. But that doesn't take away from the fact that his style is slightly more complicated to me
than Jay's is, and that made it very hard to digest. So he was a rapper that the culture appreciated, but he's like, that's why I think more people like Drake over Kendrick, because Kendrick's flow was very complicated. But that's a whole nother conversation.
But you know what? Based on,
I mean, if y'all want to be real,
but
though,
based on earlier argument, right? When we were talking about this, Jay's gonna give you the same. It's gonna be dope.
I was just about to say that. Oh man, Jay, you should have let me say that.
Now that's true.
It's gonna be worse when I said it. Jay-Z talks about the same shit in different ways.
But he does.
How many times you gonna tell me the TT?
But if that's the case, then Jay, in our business, if that's the case, and I'm ending on this note, that means that R. Kelly wasn't great. And we know that's a lie, because he just found 99 ways to talk about sex. And then the 100th one, he said, I believe I can fly.
You a nasty
R. Kelly talked about sex on every song. Stanza, take us home.
Join us next time on That's Debatable.
Jay and Brian, thank you so much for attending our show and coming on and debating with us. To our viewers and listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, like, share, and subscribe. And like I said before, if there's a topic you want to see debated or a person you want to see debating, please drop it in the comments below. This is That's Debatable.
Let's go.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.